Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week, along with the NSIC's Defensive Player of the Week, Brody Sheff of the BSU football team. Brody, congratulations.
Thank you.
As a football player, what's it like to go through those 2 weeks that you guys went through and then the emotional high that you guys went through on Saturday?
It's quite the experience, I guess. It just goes to show that, you know, anybody can beat anybody in this league. So it's why you play the games. You know, you got rankings and stuff on paper, and we're supposed to beat this team. This team's supposed to beat us, but I guess that's why you play them on Saturdays.
Specifically, what went right for you guys on Saturday?
Just our defensive scheme, at least on the defensive side of the ball. We were able to, get their tendencies and stuff, and our coaches did a great job at scheming up against them. And then offense, they just controlled the ball and limited the turnovers, and we won the turnover battle, so that helped.
If you guys don't get the turnover there at the 2-inch line, does that game play out a whole lot different?
It's hard to say. I mean, you know, it was early in the game still. They would have been up a score, you know. They could have changed the game, and maybe it wouldn't have. I don't know. It's hard to tell.
19 tackles, a forced fumble, a fumble recovery. That's like the perfect storm for a defensive player, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not bad, you know. It's just I was, always in the right spot at the right time, I guess.
Does that make the 2 weeks prior sting even that much more?
Not really, you know. I mean, people talked about it. You know, I wish we would have won this game now a couple weeks ago, but I was over the losses. You know, you got to move on, and those are in the past. So then once you beat a team like St. Cloud, because they're a very good football team, you know, you just got to celebrate that win and be appreciative for it.
What's it like walking off the Chet for the last time?
It was different, that's for sure. I mean, in previous years, you know, you got spring ball out there, and you'll play the scrimmage on that one, you know, so you get some, football on the turf in the spring. But I guess that's just it for me. So, I don't know, it's definitely different, and definitely put a lot of time in there. So it's definitely an emotional day.
Hard to believe how fast a career can go by.
Absolutely. It's incredibly fast. It seems like yesterday I was, redshirting and watching every game from the sideline. And so it was definitely a good ride.
What's the future have in store for you?
Not really sure. I guess I graduate in December with a business degree with some emphasis in like management, international business, and small business. So I guess we'll see. I might head back towards the cities. That's kind of where I'm from. So I guess really anything.
Any second guessing at all your decision to come here?
Not at all. Going as a young player here, you know, you go through trials and stuff, and when you get to the end, you see what it was all about, and I would have done it all over again.
As an older guy who's kind of been there and done that, what's it like watching some of these younger guys that kind of got thrown into the fray there because of injuries, because of this, because of that, and to see how well they performed last week?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, that's why you put in all the work practicing and stuff, and it's a lot coming to college football with, you know, classes and being on your own, time management and football. So those guys did a great job. I mean, we had so many injuries, and everyone just stepped up.
Brody, again, congratulations. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.